Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of AmBev SA, ticker symbol ABVV, one of the giants in the global beverage industry. If you're curious about whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, SWOT analysis, and more. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. AmBev is a powerhouse in the beer and beverage market with a massive presence, especially in Latin America. If you've ever cracked open a Brahma or a Skol, you've likely tasted their product. They're not just about beer though, they've got a wide range of soft drinks and other non-alcoholic beverages in their lineup. Headquartered in São Paulo, Brazil, AmBev operates as a subsidiary of Interbrew International BV, and with over 43,000 employees, they're a major player in the consumer defensive sector. So, let's dig into what makes this company tick and whether it's a solid investment opportunity. A bit more about AmBev's background. They've been around since 1885, which gives them over a century of experience in brewing and distribution. Their business model is built on a massive distribution network that spans multiple countries, allowing them to dominate markets in Brazil, Argentina, and beyond. They produce and sell everything from premium beers to budget-friendly options, alongside carbonated soft drinks and even malt products. Under the leadership of CEO Carlos Eduardo Klutzenschel Lisboa, AmBev has maintained a strong foothold in the beverages alcoholic industry, leveraging both brand strength and operational scale to drive growth. Their market cap sits at around $45.6 billion, and with a stock price hovering at 2.92 cents, it's a name that catches a lot of investor attention. Let's talk numbers now, starting with revenue. AmBev has shown consistent top-line growth over the years. In 2025, their full-year revenue came in at about 88.2 billion Brazilian reais, up from 89.5 billion in 2024, though we do see a slight dip there. Looking back a bit further, they've grown from 72.9 billion in 2021 to these higher figures, which shows a solid upward trend despite some fluctuations. This growth is fueled by their strong presence in key markets, particularly in Latin America, where beer consumption remains a cultural staple. While I don't have the exact breakdown by product or region right this second, it's clear their diversified portfolio, spanning beer, soft drinks, and other beverages, helps them capture a wide audience. That kind of diversification is key in a competitive industry like this, buffering them against shifts in consumer preferences. Moving on to earnings, AmBev's performance has been pretty solid. For 2025, they reported a net income of 15.5 billion reais, up from 14.4 billion in 2024, with earnings per share at 99 cents compared to 92 cents the prior year. That's a nice bump, reflecting their ability to manage costs and drive profitability even with some revenue headwinds. Over the past few years, EPS has trended upward from 81 cents in 2021, showing consistent improvement. Their operating income for 2025 was also impressive at 23.3 billion reais, which tells me they're running a tight ship operationally. These numbers suggest AmBev is not just growing revenue, but also translating that into meaningful bottom-line results, which is always a good sign for investors. Let's dive into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted a robust financial performance, pointing to strong volume growth in key markets like Brazil and a focus on premium brands that are driving higher margins. They also emphasized their digital transformation initiatives, which are helping streamline operations and improve customer engagement. Cost discipline was a big theme, with efforts to manage input costs despite inflationary pressures. Looking ahead, they're optimistic about leveraging their brand portfolio and expanding market share, especially in underpenetrated regions. This kind of forward-thinking strategy, paired with their financial results, paints a picture of a company that's not resting on its laurels, but actively pushing for growth. Now, let's break down the financial statements to get a clearer picture of AmBev's health. On the balance sheet, as of 2025, they're sitting on 18.6 billion reais in cash and cash equivalents, with total assets of 148.1 billion. Their total liabilities are at 59.3 billion, which gives them a manageable debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.06, super low, meaning they're not over-leveraged. Their current ratio is a bit under 1 at 0.96, suggesting they're just shy of covering short-term obligations with liquid assets, but it's not a red flag given their cash flow strength. Speaking of cash flow, in 2025, they generated 24.5 billion reais from operating activities, with free cash flow at a healthy 19.9 billion after capital expenditures. That's a strong signal they've got the cash to reinvest or return to shareholders. On profitability metrics, their return on equity is 16.9% and net profit margin is 17.6%, both of which are solid for the sector. These numbers tell me Ambev has a strong financial foundation with room to navigate challenges. All right, let's talk valuation. Ambev's current price-to-earnings ratio is around 15.3, which is below the industry average of about 21.8 for the beverages alcoholic sector. That suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.7, which is reasonable for a company with their margins. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, it's projected at 15.27, dropping to 14.08 by 2027, indicating analysts expect earnings growth to outpace the stock price in the near term. They also offer a dividend yield of 7.5%, which is attractive for income-focused investors. However, brokerages have a consensus rating of reduce, with an average one-year price target that doesn't scream upside. So, while the metrics look decent, sentiment seems cautious. I think there's value here, but you've got to weigh that against market expectations. Let's shift gears to a SWOT analysis to understand Ambev's strategic position. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. Strong net income and free cash flow give them flexibility to invest or weather downturns. Their brand portfolio, with names like Brahma and Antarctica, dominates in Latin America, and their distribution network is a massive competitive edge. On the weaknesses side, their current ratio below 1 hints at potential liquidity tightness, and heavy reliance on certain markets like Brazil could expose them to regional economic swings. For opportunities, digital transformation and premium brand focus could unlock new growth, especially in emerging markets. There's also room to expand their non-alcoholic beverage segment as health trends grow. Threats include intense competition from global players like Heineken and AB InBev, plus inflationary pressures on input costs that could squeeze margins. Regulatory risks in the alcohol space are always looming too. Overall, Ambev has a strong base, but they need to navigate some real challenges to keep growing. Looking at recent performance, Ambev's stock has been on a tear. Over the past year, it's up 60.7%, which is massive compared to the sector's 4.9% gain. In the last 6 months alone, they've climbed 40.2%, and over 3 months, it's a 26.3% increase. However, the past week saw a slight dip of 1.6%, which might just be a breather after such a strong run. On the chart, you can see the stock breaking through key resistance levels over the past few months, with high trading volume supporting the uptrend. For short-term moves, I'd watch for a pullback to the $2.80 level as a potential entry point if momentum slows. Long-term, the trend looks bullish, but don't ignore the broader market sentiment that seems a bit cautious. Now, let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Ambev is fairly priced. Using a discounted cash flow model, we can project future free cash flows based on historical performance and growth assumptions. Ambev's free cash flow for 2025 was 19.9 billion reais, and with a conservative growth rate of 3-5% annually over the next 5 years, factoring in their market position and industry trends, we can estimate future cash flows. Discounting those back at a rate of around 8%, considering their low beta of 0.285 and stable sector, gives us a rough intrinsic value. Crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to around $3.50 to $3.80, compared to the current price of 2.92 cents. That suggests Ambev might be undervalued by about 20-30%, which could mean there's upside potential for patient investors. Of course, this assumes they maintain their cash flow growth and manage risks effectively, so it's not a guarantee, but it's a data point worth considering. So wrapping it all up, what's the verdict on Ambev? I think they're a solid contender in the consumer defensive space, with strong financials, a great dividend yield, and an undervalued stock based on intrinsic value. Their performance over the past year is impressive, and their strategic focus on premium brands and digital initiatives could drive future growth. However, the reduced consensus from analysts and potential regional risks mean it's not a slam dunk. If you're a long-term investor looking for stability and income, Ambev could be worth a closer look, especially on price dips. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Catch you in the next one.